Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Rolling Stone has released its latest list of the 500 greatest songs of all time.
Yeah.
And the Queen of Soul is at the top. What do you think? Number one, Queen of Soul.
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin's.
Yeah.
Respect. Topped the list as the number one song, according to the Entertainment Magazine.
Look, man, it's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic song. But is it the best song ever made? Ever?
Well, this is all, it's art, right? So it's always subjective. This is according to Rolling Stone. It is.
I mean, it's a great song.
Great song.
But I can think of better ones.
Well,
you know?
Sure. If you're making the Johnny B list, I mean, mine would be wackadoo. You would hate my list.
I got you. But no, I would be trying to think as, you know, think for everybody. Not just me, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a bunch of Chris Stapleton and Alan Stone and
right.
stuff.
Right.
Now, I love Aretha Franklin, and I want to watch the Jennifer Hudson just came out. I think it's on Amazon. It's called Respect. It's the Aretha Franklin biopic or whatever. And I asked Leah if she wanted to see it. She's like, nah. Mm-hmm. I was like, you're supposed to be the one that wants to see this, not me. You're the beautiful lady. So I'm going to have to watch it without her, I guess, because I like Jennifer Hudson, too. But
yeah.
But the thing is, some of these biopics, like, they get really attractive people. Like, Aretha Franklin was a pretty girl in the 60s and stuff. She aged pretty badly, though, on the looks front. You know what I mean? Like, she was melting. You know, it's a poor thing.
Yeah.
But she deserves the moniker of Queen of Soul, though. I think so. But I think Jennifer Hudson's also a better singer. I know that's going to piss some people off. That's not a popular opinion, but Jennifer Hudson, you know, she won an Oscar, you know, for Dreamgirls for a reason. It's her voice,
for
not her
singing?
Acting. She
Wait,
got it for,
it?
She got it for
sense,
acting.
Though.
She got it for acting. But the scene that stole it was when she sang Jennifer Holliday's...
Jennifer Holliday? Billie Holliday?
No. Jennifer. Am I getting her name wrong? She was fat. No, she's not fat anymore. She had a song. She did the song. I'm not going nowhere.
If the red light's on, you're not going to get it. When we go to break, you'll get it.
Nah, God damn! Jennifer! It was just the climactic song and the thing with the stuff. Oh, I am telling you. Thank you. God damn!
What's that song?
You don't know that song?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. It's just one of the hardest songs to sing. But she sang it in the middle of Dreamgirls. You know, she's singing it at Jamie Foxx, his character. And here it is.
And I am telling you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're the best man I'll ever.
She was up against Eddie Murphy for best supporting actor or actress in this movie. Eddie Murphy didn't get it. He should have. He was fantastic in Dreamgirls. What? I think I got the name right. I think it's Jennifer Holliday that sang this originally. Something Holliday?
Yeah.
Did you look it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a big gal. She was real popular in the 80s and 90s. She's still around. But she was like a really good vocalist too. I listened to a lot of R&B charts when I was young, so it didn't make some of the stuff that didn't make like a regular top 40 list.
Mm-hmm.
I was familiar with, like, I knew who Brian McKnight was before other white people knew who Brian McKnight was. Yeah, but Jennifer Hudson, her voice, one of the best. Like, she's ridiculous. I mean, this part of the song's fine, but when she gets into it at the end, huh, William,
you get to go to the end.
Okay, hold on.
Living
mess with this. You think Olivia Rodrigo can do this?
I don't know that. Oh, yeah, I do know.
Yeah, you do. Imagine Taylor Swift trying this. Ridiculous.
You're gonna love.
Hit that note.
My.
Right? I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, she won an Oscar. And, you know, she was like sixth place in American Idol. She got voted off.
Right.
I think that was the year the bald asshole won. What was his name?
Reuben Stubbard?
No. He wasn't bald.
Daughtry?
Or an asshole. Yeah, Daughtry.
Daughtry, yeah.
Man, I thought Reuben Stubbard was really going to set the pace for fat people, man. I thought it was our time.
Yeah.
I really did. I was like, we're about to be popular, baby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he just
didn't work out.
He went to the gospel scene. I guess he did very well with the gospel charts and stuff. But I was like, Jesus, dude.
So a lot of records. Yeah.
Good for him.
Well, the 10 rounding out the top 10 of Rolling Stone's best songs ever. Number 10, Hey Ya by Outkast.
I mean,
it's a good song.
I love Outkast.
I'll tell you, my mom loves that song. So it's definitely cross-generational. Like, it is a powerful song.
Outkast is my favorite rap duo ever. Mm-hmm. It's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But that's not even, that's Andre 3000. That was on that album where they both did their own things.
Well, Big Boy's badass too. I mean,
I didn't say he wasn't.
I know.
I'm just saying that it's not really Outkast. That was Andre 3000 that did that song.
Well, I mean, they collaborate on the vibe and the beats and everything. So, I mean, it's really both of them. But yeah.
All right.
You know what I'm saying.
They had the album though. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do know what,
they both kind of did their own thing.
Was that off Roses?
It was, okay, I guess so.
Not sure. Anyway, I love Outkast, but we're talking top 10 songs ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Well,
I agree with it because, like I said, it's cross-generational.
All right, the hotline's ringing again.
You think it's
a real person?
No. It's some idiot.
Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Hello. You have a collect call from
Jay Boy.
To accept charges, please say yes.
Who's that?
Or say
it's nobody.
No.
I told you.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. J-Boy? I feel like I'm dropping the ball, not talking to somebody in jail when they really want us to.
It's not from jail, though. It would say, you have a call from an inmate.
Oh, yeah.
Said blah, blah.
You, someone who raped somebody in 1997, would like to talk to you.
So, yeah, I think Outkast should be up there because that song is powerful with a lot of different.
That's not even my favorite Outkast song. Rosa Parks, okay. Way better.
Again, you're going by Johnny B standards.
Nope.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
No.
You're not going by the editorial staff at Rolling Stone.
Ugh.
Which is a different. Exactly.
They suck.
Different genre. Although I will say I agree with that song. I don't know if it's top. I have no idea what to put in there. Number 9, Fleetwood Mac, Dreams. That's a good song.
Great song. Been great covered song. By so many people.
Number 8, Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott.
I mean,
that's a good song.
That's fine, dude. But come on, man. I mean, there's so much unbelievable artistry and writing and singing. How is Stevie Wonder not in the top 10?
Which song?
Any of them.
What's his biggest song?
To me, his most
is
intricate. No. His best song he ever
Two
made.
Days old.
His best song ever made. That. I'm sorry. It's one of the greatest masterpieces in music ever. Let me find it for you real quick. People that are listening, they're already screaming at their car if they know music at all. And this isn't Johnny B's list. This is Common Sense list. If you like music at all, this song here, not only the best Stevie Wonder song, but one of the best songs ever, ever produced.
Thank you.
Sir Duke, Will.
With an equal opportunity.
The horn parts in this song, the bass line in this song, disgusting.
Well, just because the record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away at Dr. A when the people start to move. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over, people. They can feel it all over.
Like, you can't feel bad when this song is on.
Good song.
Yeah.
Johnny B's list. It makes sense.
Oh, dude. You know what? I'm going to make my own list for tomorrow night. I can't. I can't do it.
Are you here tomorrow?
Nope.
Okay.
But I'll give it to you.
Number 7, The Beatles, Strawberry Fields Forever.
First of all, this is also not going to play well with people.
Mm-hmm.
Beatles are overrated.
Well, yeah, that's not going to play well with a lot of people, no.
Wings, better band.
Oh, wow.
Oh, 100%.
Wow.
Sorry. Mm. Just the truth. Paul was the most talented guy in the Beatles. Not even close. Who's better, Ringo?
John. John didn't reach his potential either because he died.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to learn some self-defense, John. Was he shot or stabbed?
Shot.
Yeah, I guess that's tough.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Get a vest on.
Sorry, dude. R.I.P.
Number 6, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On.
Great song. And I will say this. It's in the running for my voice audition next week.
Mm.
I may be doing that one. Because that is a... I love Marvin Gaye. And that... Oh, that's a good one, man. Mm-hmm. That's a great song. I think I know why Rolling Stone picked it. But... It is a great song.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Number 5, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Great song.
Okay.
Exactly.
I think Nirvana's overrated.
Me too. Thank you.
And I think they're highly talented. Oh, they had, you know, they had Kurt Cobain, good songwriter. It was like he wrote Courtney Love songs, and they had a lot of hits when she was playing in. Was it Hole?
Yeah.
So he was writing her songs, and then when he died, all of a sudden, that band was poo-poo.
Is it kind of like when Jeselnik was dating Amy Schumer? And she,
similar situation.
She was doing some really good stuff on the roasts, and then she started writing her own jokes. And
Similar, yeah. Yeah. Similar situation.
Like when she wasn't stealing Patrice O'Neill's jokes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... I would say that Kurt Cobain's great songwriter, legendary band, I guess, but it became almost like a folklore because of his death.
They were kind of like mumble rap of alternative music.
Well, they did steer in that genre of grunge.
Yeah.
I mean, they brought it to that Seattle grunge scene into the mainstream, and
yeah.
It became a massive success.
I still like a couple of the songs, but I wouldn't put them in the top.
I just think they're a little bit overrated as a legendary band.
I like the Rape Me song better than Smells Like Teen Spirit, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is a very controversial artist because people either love him or hate him. There's not really much in between. Number 4, Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I hate him. Never.
I like Bob Dylan.
His music, he sounds like a head injury to me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I get that.
It's just...
Like, one of my favorite artists is Connor Oberst from Bright Eyes.
Okay.
And he's got a very unique voice.
I understand.
See, you're musically inclined, too. So
yeah.
So I feel like you judge a little harder. You're going
from
for...
From a technical sense?
Yeah, you're going for... I'm more for the, I guess, I would say the emotion of it. That sounds stupid, but...
Yeah.
You know, what goes into that piece of work... It's not maybe the most technical.
Yeah, I just think it was like the 60s and the 70s had a lot of artists that they got a lot of credit for being like different because everybody was trying to kind of like swerve into this whole new kind of generation and everything. And it's like they got to come out of the doo-wop era and they got to be my own free spirit, bro. That's why I don't like the Doors. I think they suck too.
No, I like the Doors.
I thought Jim Morrison was ugh.
Did you ever see Jim Morrison predict the future of music?
No. Is that pretty cool?
It's
Do you know Bob Dylan has a greatest hits album?
That's cool.
Gotta be Bob Dylan?
Yeah, of course.
That's gotta be like
a lot of hits.
Gotta be like three songs.
Let's see here.
That guy stinks butt, man.
Wait, what's his name? Jim Morrison. Jim Morrison predicts the future of music.
This song's actually pretty good.
Here we go.
Oh, hold on. All right. Okay. Is he going to cuss?
I was talking about
this
weekend,
so.
Thinking a lot about it. I think the two basic types of music indigenous to this country are black music, blues, and the kind of folk music that was brought over from Europe, and I guess they call it country music, or the kind of West Virginia high and lonesome sound. That those are the two main streams of root American music. There might be others, I don't know, but it looks like and like 10 years ago what they called rock and roll was kind of a blending of those two forms. And I guess what's happening now,
man,
is
high.
Rock is kind of dying out, and everyone is going back to the roots again. Some are going back into country, and some are going back into basic blues. I guess in 4 or 5 years, the new generation's music will be, it'll have a synthesis of those two elements and some third thing that'll be entire. Maybe it'll be, it might rely heavily on electronics.
Is he ODing right now?
He looks very high, but did you hear that?
Yeah, electronics.
Electronics, tapes. I can kind of envision maybe one person with a lot of machines, tapes,
wow.
Electronic setups, singing or speaking and using machines.
He nailed it.
Dude.
He nailed it.
I wonder if the reason why he nailed it is because somebody was listening that was like really smart and they go, great idea.
Yeah.
Jimbo, I'm on it.
Yeah. We have, where do we stop? All right. Number four, Bob Dylan, like a Rolling Stone. Number three, Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come.
Also, ironically, one of the front runners for my voice audition.
Oh, okay. That's third best song of all time.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Two of my my songs that I'm thinking about doing are big in social justice movement of the 60s. That's pretty much The Change Is Gonna Come was kind of, based upon that. And so was What's Going On was really, it was written more about, turmoil within the black community. I saw an interview with Marvin Gaye and he was saying that it was really about how, everybody needs to try to unify instead of fighting each other all the time. And it was really big at the time. But I think that song really kind of fits what's, today's world. Not to sound corny, but What's Going On means a lot now when it comes to, COVID-19, when it comes to, division on all kinds of fronts. And you find yourself saying, what the hell is going on? You know what I mean? So I think if they re-release that song, remaster it, re-release it, I think it would make the top charts again. It's that good of a song. And I would say that song definitely, Sam Cooke, man, he was so good, dude. Are you familiar with his music?
I mean, I know this song. I don't know if I know any other ones.
This song, whoo boy. And it's another one, man, where he talks about, basically struggles within black people in the black community. And it was something that, was starting to be said. Oh, this is the wrong song. Ooh, this is a good one, Twisting the Night Away. Oh, yeah! Come on! He was doo-wop before anything. I'll tell you the first Sam Cooke song that I fell in love with as like a five-year-old kid. Because all I listened to was doo-wop. One?
Not sure.
It was a good one. I'm just saying. Yeah, the song You Send Me was a really good one. I'm trying to think of some of the ones. All right, let me find A Change Is Gonna Come for you. All right, here's one. I would say this deserves to be way up there. Yeah. Yeah, this was like kind of the theme of, you know, a lot of the marching and stuff with MLK and everything. Like, they played this song a lot. Oh, man. That was a good one.
It's a good one.
You know who did a really good cover of this song? Kind of blew my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm going to play it real quick, and I want you to tell me who it is. You're, oh, my God, this is so funny. Hold on. Na, 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 na. Let's see here. Bang, 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 girl. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Same song, different artist. You tell me who it is. Pretty good though.
Just like that river. Can you give me a hint? Because I have no idea.
Black guy.
Okay, well, that doesn't help.
Trying to help.
John Legend.
This don't sound anything like John Legend.
I don't know. You asked me to guess, so I guess.
He's not known as a singer.
Jamie Foxx.
Close.
Black guy. What is he known for if he's not singing? Acting?
Being funny? Acting?
Acting?
Comedy?
Comedy? It's a freaking...
game show host?
Steve Harvey?
No. No!
Man. Game show host.
Yeah.
Carlton.
No!
All right.
Rivera? No.
Yeah. Freaking.
He was a guest on the Chappelle Show.
Oh, Wayne Brady.
Yeah!
Wayne Brady. Yeah, he's a very talented man.
So good, dude.
You can do it all. And rounding out, we know that number one is Aretha Franklin, Respect. Number two, Public Enemy, Fight the Power. Do you think that had anything to do with the cultural climate?
Look, it's a great... Public Enemy is iconic, and that song was awesome, you know? Back in the 80s. But yeah, Rolling Stone, we get it. You know, this anti-cop sentiment and stuff. I got it. I'm surprised F the Police didn't make it on their list.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a great song, but number two all time? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Ah.
You know.
I mean, if you're going hip-hop.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.